Same day. Leo searched Grigori's expression for hatred or disgust. Evidently, his trainee didn't know that the file on Polina Pieshkova had been moved. He would find out soon enough. Leo should preempt the discovery with an explanation, an excuse. He'd been exhausted, he'd simply glanced at the document, then put it back in the wrong pile. On second thought, there was no need to mention it. The evidence against the artist was thin. Her file would be reviewed and the case dismissed. It was going to be reviewed anyway. Leo had merely accelerated the process. At the very worst, she'd be called in for a short interview. She would be free to continue her work. Grigori could meet her again. Leo should put the matter out of his mind and concentrate on the task at hand, their next assignment. Grigori asked, "Are you okay?" Leo put a hand on Grigori's arm. "It's nothing." The lights were turned off. The projector at the back of the room whirred. On screen, there appeared footage of an idyllic rural village. The houses were made of timber and their roofs were thatched. Small gardens were lush with summer herbs. Plump chickens picked at grain overflowing from ceramic pots. Everything was in abundance, including sunshine and good humor. Farmers were dressed in traditional outfits, patterned shawls, and white shirts. They strode through fields of corn, returning to their village. The sun was bright and the sky clear. The men were strong. The women were strong. Sleeves were rolled up. Soaring music gave way to a formal news commentary. "Today, these farm workers have a surprise visitor." In the center of the village were several men in suits, looking out of place and awkward. With smiles on their plump faces, the suited men guided their guest of honor through the picturesque surroundings. The visitor was a man in his late 20s, tall, well-built, and handsome. Either through some trick of editing or some trait of the individual, it seemed as if there was a permanent smile on his face. His hands were on his hips. He was not wearing a jacket, and his sleeves were rolled up, just like the farmer's. In contrast to the artifice of the rural pantomime playing around him, his excitement seemed genuine. The commentary continued. "World-famous Negro singer and dedicated communist Jesse Austin has come to visit the countryside as part of his tour of this great land. Though a citizen..."